Here at Stray FM, we're all about championing local businesses and making sure that you know what is going on around here. Now, there is an event coming up in Ilkley to champion local businesses, and so it's the perfect event for Stray FM to be involved with. To find out more, I'm delighted to say that Liz Scott, who's head of marketing at Walker Foster Solicitors and also one of the main organisers of Thrive Yorkshire, joins me in the studio. Thank you, Liz.
You're welcome. Hello.
Thank you for coming in. Liz, tell us about Thrive Yorkshire then. What is it? Why are you doing it? And when is it?
Okay. Well, we are now in our fourth year at Thrive, growing every single year. This year, we are at the Winter Gardens and King's Hall on the 14th of September, and the conference runs from 9:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the evening.
And what's the purpose of Thrive Yorkshire? Tell us about that.
Right. The aim of the conference is to bring together small and medium-sized businesses for a full day of networking, learning, sharing tips and ideas, and getting some good strategies for growth. And they'll also have a chance to listen to some very inspirational stories from our speakers.
And who comes along to the events in the last couple of years? What kind of businesses have been represented there?
Businesses from all different areas across retail, manufacturing, products, services, literally everybody, really.
Because I imagine that any kind of business, well, everybody wants to grow, don't they? So
absolutely.
Learning how to grow kind of applies across boundaries, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. Now, tell us a bit about some of these speakers. Tell us about the kind of rundown of the day, because there's some great people coming along, isn't
there?
Yeah,
absolutely. We start the day with our keynote speaker, and that is William Rogers,
who
is
a man I know well.
Yes,
well,
CEO of UKRD.
UKRD is the parent company of Stray FM.
Yes.
So he is the big boss, big boss boss.
And we're really delighted to have William, because he's going to be sharing his story about how for 4 years on the trot, UKRD have been voted by The Times as the best medium-sized business to work for.
Absolutely. Very, very proud UKRD are of that as well, as are we here at Stray FM, of course, because we contribute to that, of course. William actually spoke to Beth Parsons from Stray FM at an event that they were both at, which happened to be on a boat in Henley the other day. So let's have a listen to what William's expecting from the day.
I think Thrive Yorkshire is the type of event that business people should be really looking to attend and put some time aside. One of the things that it's really difficult when you either a business owner, doesn't matter whether it's a small or medium-sized business at all, the one thing none of us ever spend enough time doing is spending time working on our business rather than in our business. And Thrive Yorkshire is the sort of event which means that as a businessman or woman, you can get out from behind your desk, you can meet fellow business owners and managers who have many, many of the same issues to deal with that you do. And it's a really great way of disciplining yourself to invest some time in yourself, your own development, and as a consequence of that, ultimately in your business. These sorts of events are really important and people should take the time to attend them.
You would know a fair amount about this because UKRD has won the best company to work for 4 years running. Was it 4 years?
It was, yes.
What are the secrets to that, if you can give them away?
Yeah, I don't think there's any secret to it. I think it's just a question of really trying to focus on the type of environment that people work in. And I believe very passionately that people are the single most important asset you have. And so what we try and do, and we work as hard as we can at it, and we don't get it right all the time because like everything else, we're not perfect and we make mistakes. But if you believe that your people are the most important asset you have, then you need to make sure that you have the policies in place and you need to make sure that you follow them through day in, day out, week in, week out, year in, year out, so that you create the kind of environment that really great people want to work in. And we're very, very fortunate that we have some phenomenal people. And as a result of that, our business is successful. So if you look after the people will look after your business. And that's fundamentally the thing that I think we should be focusing on as a primary objective in any business sector at all.
Great. So William kicks off the day. Mr. Rogers will kick off the day and you can learn a lot about how to make your company a great place to work from him. Who else can we expect at Thrive Yorkshire, Liz?
OK, well, we've got Ruth Whiteley. She's from a company called Impact Sales, although I'm sure a lot of your listeners will know Ruth from The Apprentice.
Yes, she's our local star from The Apprentice, isn't she?
Yes. And then we've got a young guy called Joe Shrimpton from a company called Extreme Lounging. And he is a very young entrepreneur and he's going to tell us his business story. And we've got Gavin Patterson. And again, some of your listeners may recognise that name. Gavin is from a company called Valeria Oil and Truffle Company. Mm. But he's more known really for his part in the BBC's programme Second Chance Summer.
Right.
About life in France.
Wow.
So he's going to tell us his story and how he found his true passion following the BBC programme. And then, so that's our speakers, really. But then we've got some really good workshops happening throughout the day. And we've got a lady called Sarah Tulip from AQL, and she's going to be talking about empowering women to achieve. We've got Heather Robinson from Skittish. She's a social media expert, and she's going to talk to us about why we bother doing it.
There's a lot of people who ask that question.
Yeah,
why?
Absolutely.
Why do I need to do it? And it is really important.
It is. And she can talk about all the platforms.
If you don't know your Instagram from your Twitter,
yes,
that's perfect for you.
You will do after Thrive. And then we've got Johnny Ross, and he's going to be talking to us about how to blog to the top of Google.
So as well as all of that extensive programme of workshop and talks, there's also a kind of networking opportunity, and you can have a stand at Thrive Yorkshire for your business, can't you?
Absolutely, yes. We're going to have probably between about 45 and 50 exhibitor stands, and that will be a range of businesses showcasing their products and services right across the day.
It's well worth doing because there'll be lots of people there to take advantage of those great speakers that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
So they'll also be exposed to your brand as well. So if you're business to business particularly, be great for you. Also great to come along if you just want to be a part of it, be a delegate, hear those speeches, put your business card in all the bobs and all the stands and win the prizes. That's what I like about these things.
Absolutely.
It's great to come along and do that. If you want to attend just as a delegate, how can you do that?
You can do that by going to our event Bright page and booking on. £25 is the cost, and it actually includes lunch as well. So
oh, fantastic.
Really good value for money. Or you can go onto the Thrive website, which is thriveyorkshire.co.uk.
Fantastic. And if you head there now, you can book yourself a delegate ticket, and can you also inquire about a stand on the website
as
well?
Yes, you can. You can download the application form for a stand as well.
Liz, it's going to be a fantastic event. We're going to speak to you a little bit more before the event as well, and Stray FM will be there on the day. So if you do book a stand, we could well be coming to talk to you. So stand by for that as well. Liz Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.